Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you back to another edition of the Tiger Sports Network's weekly athlete special. This week, we're going to kick off the spring season preview with head coach of the men's and women's track and field team, Coach Craig Penny. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Anytime we get a chance to talk about our programs and highlight our athletes is just a positive experience for us.
Thanks again, Coach. So we're going to get right into it. Coach, how do you think the team's going to do this year?
I think the culture and the attitude have really transitioned to a higher level of commitment, and I think we're going to be very competitive. The one thing that people in this conference have to understand that it's a very strong track conference. You have Wabash and Westland and Denison, and those people have traditions of excellence and high level of success. We're still trying to develop that kind of mentality. And I think we have a core group of kids who really have that sense of what it takes to be good and are willing to put in the extra efforts to continue to get better. One of our goals and philosophies is not necessarily winning the war, but if we can go out each week and win some battles, I think that's really going to help us in the bigger picture of what we're trying to do as we progress.
Now, you talked about some core people. One of the key contributors coming back is Victor Banjo, who was a national placer last year. Are there any other track athletes we need to be on the watch for to have a successful year?
I think Justin Yates, a sophomore, looking to really step up, coming off a real nice freshman year as a sophomore this year. We look for him to really make a name for himself in the 400 and a couple of relay areas. Chris Frierson, a junior, again, keeping healthy. Looks like he's ready to make that stronger commitment in terms of weight room and the extra little things to make himself better. We have a whole core of other guys in the middle distances with Adam Kapuscinski, Trevor Grandy. Those guys are going to be counted on heavy for us to really step up and do a good job. Again, it's very competitive across the board in the conference. We're looking at some freshman guys to step in and really help us in areas that we weren't very competitive in the past. But, freshmen, you never know what they're going to do week in and week out. But looking at them so far, they've really demonstrated that will and commitment and mental toughness to go out there and be able to compete. And they bring that desire to be the best. And that's such a huge part of it.
So talking about this year's team, where do you think the strength is going to lie? Will it be your short distance running, your field events, or maybe even your long distance?
Well, that's a pretty good question. We haven't seen the other conference schools. We know Wabash and Wesley are going to be pretty solid and everything. But if I look at it on the surface right now as we move into our first couple weeks of competition and practice, I think our strengths are obviously with Victor in the sprints, the 400, the 800. I think our jumping events are really going to be a big factor for us. And again, freshman guys, you don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I think they can be huge contributors for us. The throws area could be big for us. But, I think all in all, our kids are really looking forward to contributing in any way they can to make themselves better and help the program get a little better. So there's not one area that that we're going to be really strong. I think across the board, we're going to be pretty competitive and really have a shot at doing some really good things.
And then this weekend, you head to Capitol for the Capitol Challenge. What are some things you're going to be looking for all the Tigers this week?
Well, we're only taking a handful of guys, guys who came off the football season. We wanted to give them a couple extra weeks off to get their bodies healthy, get back into the academic rigors and get themselves, back healthy. And then we're going to take them over, run some sprints. Get Victor into the sprints, get him going towards the national level. And some of the younger guys coming off of football, Justin Fisher, Aaron Melsop, going to do a little bit of long jump, triple jump, and Josh Bannick is going to get in there and throw a little bit for us. So we're really giving them an opportunity to get their feet wet. Again, and we talk to our kids all the time, you got to have that first event, you got to have that first meet. And that's what we want to do is get in there and see what they look like, videotape, give them a chance to learn from it, and then progress and build off of that. Because the learning curve from the first meet to the second meet is huge. It's like the first game to the second game. You just learn so much about how to prepare and how to get yourself ready for that competition. So it's going to be a good experience for them. We're looking forward to it. I know Coach Hilliard and I are really excited about taking these guys over and see what they can do.
Now, you mentioned some of those guys that are football players, and you have quite a few double athletes on your team. Cross-country to track may not as hard, but these football to track stars. What are some things that you're going to have to look for them or have might be a little bit more difficult for them transitioning then instead of training all year for one sport?
Well, the difference in training really lies in that with track, it's more of conditioning, it's more speed, it's more explosive. It's more the mental process and the technical components involved with the event, whether it's a triple jump or long jump, the shot or the weight. Football is a little different, and it's in a unit working together collaboratively, where with this, you're taking one kid's mechanics and working on those, and those may differ from another kid's mechanics. So you're working a little bit more one-on-one with those kids. But the biggest thing is letting them grow and letting them transition to what we do philosophically in terms of balancing everything and not working them to death, not killing them, but giving them the opportunity to go out there and demonstrate the skills that we've taught them when they put on the singlet and short. So it's a little bit of a transition, but I think mentally, physically, they have the tools to be very successful. We've got to go see what they look like when they put a uniform on.
Now, as we mentioned, you are the men's and women's coach, so there's quite a few athletes, and I know you have quite a few coaches. Would you say it's a little bit difficult having to coach both the men's team and women's team at the same time?
I think as the head coach, there's a lot more that goes into this than just coaching. I do a lot of administrative things, a lot of academic oversight. There's just a multitude of things that I do. I let my coaches be coaches. I look at like Paris as an example, who's done a great job with our sprinters and jumpers. He's the head coach of that group. Kevin Frick's the head coach of my distance group. And Coach Robinson's the head coach of my vaulters and middle distance group. So I oversee them, make sure things are getting done the way I want them done. And I have great confidence and faith in them. And I'm a resource for them. I work with a handful of kids in some different areas, but I think overall, I think the chemistry and the direction that we're headed, both from the coaching and from our athletes, is really positive at this point in time. Coaching men and women, there's some differences. There's no question. You have to be very on top of things, in terms of, you know, their mentality, their processes, how they, the component of a team comes together. There's some differences there. But I think the biggest component that they all bring is a great work ethic and a desire to be the best.
And now track, it's kind of interesting. You almost have two seasons. You have an indoor season in the winter and then outdoor season in the spring. Would you say maybe there is a difference between indoor and outdoor track?
For us, for me and our program philosophically, we look at the indoor season as a big part of the acclimation process, the teaching process, the evaluating process, getting them in there and getting them some competition, finding out and assessing where they are and what they can do. But while also the idea that we don't want to kill them, we don't want them beat up, we really want them to be ready to go run when they hit that April, May period of the season, because that's when we're getting into the big outdoor championships and things like that. We'll take a few kids like Victor and them, and we'll focus a little bit more on getting them ready for the indoor national meet. And if there's somebody who really has that kind of ability and talent and has shown that, we'll get them ready for the indoor championships. But for us, indoors carries over to outdoors, where we really want to excel and excel at high level. It's really important for us to stay healthy because we don't have a lot of depth.
And then for our final question, maybe for some high school athletes that are looking to make that transition and go on and run in track in college, what would you say you might be looking for a college athlete that, like I said, might want to come on and be a college athlete?
The biggest thing for me, and this has always been my philosophy in my 33 years of doing coaching at this level, I want to see what they can handle, the academic demands and rigors that are involved with the curriculum here at Wittenberg. If they can handle the academic workload and they bring a work ethic every day to be the best that they can be, we'll make sure that they give every opportunity to go out there and excel and reach a high level of success. And what that level of success might be, it varies with each one of our athletes, but we're going to coach them up and make sure they have a chance to be the best.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Good luck on Saturday and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you very much. And anytime, more than welcome to talk about our program.
That was Coach Craig Penny, the head women's and men's track and field coach. And that's it for our weekly Tiger Athlete Special. Join us next week again. And this is Tyson Agler saying go Witt and Tiger up.